Dr. Trapan's, the Latvian National Independence Movement held its first congress last weekend near Riga. There were more than 400 delegates, several from abroad, as I read, and the Latvian People's Front was also represented. Well, to get a rough idea for my listeners of this independence movement, how many members has it got throughout the country?
Well, right now, or let me say, before the Congress, it had close to 8,000 members. I would say that after the Congress and after the publicity, the number of members will mount greatly. What we have to recognize about this, and this event also is this, it is one of the best, it is the best organized body in Latvia, with the most cohesive membership, with the most cohesive program, and with the most determined leadership, if you wish.
What is its basic aim? What does it want?
I think the basic aim is stated in the title of the organization, Latvian independence. Now, it does not claim that Latvia will separate from the Soviet Union tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It does take out the position that the Latvia has a right and should separate from the Soviet Union in the future. More immediately, it has broad claims that Latvia should be a sovereign republic. Mm. It should have Latvian language. Control of economy and politics should be in Latvian hands.
What is the relationship between this smaller movement and the larger one, the People's Front?
It is a very friendly relationship to begin with, and you can say that the larger movement, People's Front, which has an executive board and also has a larger council, members of the National Independence Movement are also executive members and leaders of the People's Front, especially Edvards Berklavs, the most prominent member of the National Independence Movement, also is one of the most prominent and more powerful leaders within the People's Front.
Who was he? Who is he?
Well, he was a Latvian communist, a young man, an underground fighter during the 1930s, a Red Army officer during the 1940s. He was a deputy prime minister in 1959, probably the strongest leader in the party. He was expelled from Latvian government by Nikita Khrushchev himself. He was not allowed to live in Latvia. Eventually, he was purged from the Communist Party for bourgeois nationalism. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the party wants him to come back now. He refuses to do so.
What sort of solidarity is there between the Latvian and the Lithuanian, the Estonian independence movements, because I gather the other two Baltic states also have got independence movements?
Let me say that stronger than you think, and I'm not addressing this to you. I'm repeating something which I keep hearing from Latvians, Estonians, and Lithuanians in the Baltic. They keep saying we are better articulated than sometimes you can imagine in the West. The independent organizations, there is a Latvian independence movement, Lithuanian and Estonian. They work together. There is a Latvian People's Front, Estonian-Lithuanian. They work together.
Well, as you know, that there is a very strong movement all over Eastern Europe for greater independence and less reliability on the Soviet Union. How far do you think that the independence movements in the Baltics can go before Moscow, someone, either Gorbachev or one of his opponents who must be there, will stop it?
I keep asking that myself. And whenever I see some of the moves made by the Latvians or the Estonians, I have thought that, well, yes, this time they won't intervene in full force. Some have, but it is not Moscow as a joint entity. It is not Moscow, Gorbachev, and everyone against the Baltic. It is the Brezhnevites, the stagnants, as they call them, in the Baltic, who are violently against the People's Front. And yet, Mr. Gorbachev, I think, in his own mind, in his own determination, allows the Baltic to have more of a economic and political experimentation. He doesn't like these national movements. He understands that they are necessary concomitant with economic experimentation. I think he wants to make the Baltic different. I think he wants to have the Baltic as an experimental laboratory. For this reason, he is forced to tolerate some things in the Baltic which he has not tolerated in Armenia.
What do the local non-Latvians say to all these movements, because there are quite a few in your country?
Well, the non-Latvians must certainly be divided in various groups or various First, you have the Latvians I beg your pardon, first you have the Russians and the non-Russians. Now, the non-Russian nationalities have sided with the Latvians. Mm-hmm. It would be a mistake to say that all Russians are against the Latvians. Mm-hmm. But there is a definite division. The longer Russians have lived in Latvia, the more they tend to side with the Latvians. It is a recent migrants who have come into Latvia who are the upholders of the integrity of the Soviet Union.
I must come back to that problem of higher political instances not viewing it with great sympathy what's going on, because after all, the Baltic states want to have more independence from Moscow, and this cannot be entirely in accordance with the views, well, in Moscow's views. The Lithuanian independent movement, or also the Sąjūdis, has already been attacked by the local party. Nobody says anything in Latvia? Does it go on without any
contact? There are attacks. As a matter of fact, there are more violent and vituperate attacks in Latvia against Sąjūdis counterpart, the People's Front, also against the Latvian National Independence Movement. Now, of course, the latest attack by Brazauskas was occasioned by the declaration that Lithuania must be a neutral and independent state. So this is one thing, when publicly said by a mass movement, of course, this does arouse anxiety by...
So you make a difference between the National Front, which has got, what, a quarter of a million members in your country,
definitely,
and then this independence movement,
definitely,
is much more.
There is a difference. There is no hostility. There is no hostility. They are not moving one against each other. I would say that the National Independence Movement is moving much faster than the People's Front. It is an advance. It intends to pull the People's Front along. That is the function of the National Independence Movement.
What proportion of the population would be in sympathy with these movements?
Of the Latvians? Overwhelming majority. Oh, good Lord, I would say that even of those who are Communist Party members, except for the really dyed-in-wool Stalinites, Latvian Communist Party members will be in sympathy with these movements, and we have seen this over and over again. People themselves confessing that they are looking at the flag of independent Latvia with tears in their eyes.
Would you care to give a time limit to all these plans coming to fruition?
I would not care to give a time limit. I will give you, however, an estimate, a guess, a venture. First of all, I think that the Baltic and Latvia will move toward a status, what they call republican sovereignty, which I would at the most sense as one step short of independence, or a 10 years. It is equal an economic problem as political affairs. Now, once you have moved one short step, possibly one short theoretical step away from independence, then what? And that also depends on East Europe.
It does. Thank you very much, Dr. Trofman. It's lovely.